This is Luke from Blind Pilot. You're listening to WFUV 90.7.
Oh my God, he's got a nascent radio career.
And there's no reason why we shouldn't be hearing more of Blind Pilot on the radio. The Portland band takes flight on a new album with acoustic guitars and stacked vocal harmonies. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Courtney O'Connell. Blind Pilot was formed in 2005 with just singer-guitarist Israel Nebaker and Ryan Dabrowski on the drums. After holing up in a warehouse together to create the demos for their first album, Three Rounds and a Sound, they embarked on a Northwest tour on their bikes, and it gave them a good opportunity to show off their pared-down style and simple but artful tunes. Along the way, the duo met four more musicians that they felt had to be part of the band, and the new Blind Pilot album, We Are the Tide, reveals the fullness of this development. With a spectrum of new instruments, including vibes, acoustic bass, dulcimer, and the extra palette of vocal harmonies, Blind Pilot's expanded sound brings their West Coast indie pop to a whole new level of appeal. Whether influenced by Fleetwood Mac or Fleet Foxes, it's a laid-back sound whose time has come. And when the band came by FUV, host Claudia Marshall asked Blind Pilot frontman Israel Nebaker how the band's name came about.
At the beginning of the band, it was meant to just be like a summer project. Ryan, who's actually not here right now, but he and I just had the idea to do a tour by bike and just do it for the summer. And we were both playing in projects in Portland, but we decided to move out to the coast and record an EP and like live in a cannery building and then go from there. And it just, we had never done a tour by bike, like with music or without before. And we didn't really know how it was going to go. We didn't book shows ahead of time. We just kind of like
bumbling down the coast,
Like his girlfriend took us up to Vancouver, BC and just dropped us off. And we were like, okay, we're going to try to make it to Mexico.
That's crazy.
And so it just seemed fitting for like what we were doing at the time. And the energy of that just sort of like stepping out blindly and seeing how it goes.
Buried a bone, and darling, you don't know him. Darling, you don't know him. Darling, you don't know. And just where you are might be the right place, might be that sweet space. You don't know. I've been waiting for you all this time, and I've seen a path turn to an old road, but the secret's too slow, we're too fast.
You guys have had an absolutely unbelievable several years. In 2008, NPR named you among the top 10 great unknown artists. And within about a year or so, your debut CD reached, I think, number 13 on the digital album chart. How have you adjusted to the change in your lives?
It's been pretty steady. I mean, in the past 3 years, and because of that, it's like we're still all the time amazed and kind of overwhelmed with where it's gone, where it's taken us. But it's gradual enough that it doesn't feel overnight. It just feels like we're doing the same thing.
Yeah. It's really sweet when we can come back to a city and there's more people this time, and people have seen us before and people are singing along. That's really fun.
The stars wash over me so far away that I can barely breathe. Where I never have I been so far from home, or the years I was caught from sand and rain. I'm calling through ebb and flow. I'm calling whichever way to go. Desert rock and roll. Bloodless on the breeze, make me new. Going through my face.
between the bones that's shaking up me through and through.
From Blind Pilot's album We Are the Tide, that's Keep You Right. And before that, a live performance of I Buried a Bone. Take 5 was produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.